independent novel I read was titled Going Home Again by Dennis Bach. First, I'll start off with a few sentences to summarize my novel. Going Home Again is a novel written in the perspective of a newly divorced man named Charlie Belrose moving back to his hometown and starting off a new life. He reminisces about his past, thinks about his future, while living in the present. The novel includes details about the people that are a part of his life, such as his daughter, his brother, his girlfriend, and others. All these different aspects of his life are illustrated within the book as he encounters many challenges and obstacles that help him discover the meaning of different parts of his life. Throughout the novel, there were several developing themes such as betrayal, reminiscing the past, and hoping for change, all different themes that I focused in my journal entries. The first theme was betrayal. In the novel, there are a lot of examples of betrayal that all seem to have the same common reason, divorce. When the main character, Charlie, was talking to his brother Nate, he said that half the marriages on his street have gone bust. By making this harsh statement, he comes up with a valid reason. He says that his brother's wife was the woman who stabbed Nate in the heart by tossing her wedding band into the harbor. In this situation, Nate not only feels betrayed by his wife emotionally, but also physically, as he finds out that she threw her wedding band into the harbor instead of dealing with the situation in a more appropriate manner. The second theme was hoping for change. Bach also taps into the perspective of the children in the novel. With all the divorces occurring, always leaves the children with an aspiration for change. Ava, Charlie's 12-year-old daughter, constantly tries to get her parents to get back together again. She says many things like, "She chose you once upon a time," or makes him feel guilty for moving back to Canada from Madrid. This not only makes a father feel guilty for breaking up the family, but also gives children motivation for hope that their families will be back together again. The last theme, reminiscing the past. Since the novel isn't written in chronological order, Bach often writes about the events that happened in Charlie's past. He has many nostalgic feelings throughout the novel that constantly reminds me of the dedication page that says First Loves. With all the recollection to the past and to his first love, Holly Essler, this theme led me to choose the passage that I annotated on page 37 to 38. The passage that I annotated focused on the rekindling of past feelings Charlie hasn't felt in 20 years. He uses forms of figurative imagery such as Holly's backs and arms and hands, which were moving as gracefully as if she were illustrating a story for the benefit of the young man she was standing with. This helped me to understand Holly's present movement, while according to Charlie were the same types of movements she would make in the past. The simile is very effective in relating the topic to something I was very familiar with, a story. It adds a strong visual element to this passage. Next, my graphic organizer helped me use my novel to make connections to other works and concepts. I found that Through My Novel was about the breaking up of love, and Slaughterhouse-Five was about Billy's life and war. They have many things that are similar, such as common themes like lust, violence, and references to the past. Not only do their themes relate, but also their structure of how both books are not written in chronological order, they both start with tragedies, and both novels take place in several places around the world. Going Home Again was written in the perspective of a father, but still had a connection to my life. My parents have been divorced for almost 4 years now, and the types of situations I've been in are quite similar to the ones in the novel. This includes being a part of the rising divorce rates around Canada, having my sister trying to get my parents back together constantly, and working out the situations with joint custody. I also discovered that Going Home Again was very similar to the prominent theme in Canadian literature known as self-evaluation. In the novel, when Charlie sees Holly for the first time in 20 years, he realizes that she was looking into his past by thinking about his feelings toward Holly. Since he just recently got divorced, he contemplates about his life now, his relationships between them in the past versus the present, and how they have affected his life today. As his heart races throughout the book, he reassesses his new presences in his life and what has left it. He constantly is reassessing the changes that happens in his life, thinks about his place in the world, and decides to understand the types of situations that he is constantly challenged with. I believe that this is healthy for Charlie rather than narcissistic, mainly so he can truly value the meaningful things within his life. Next, I'm going to talk about my strengths and weaknesses as a reader. While reading the novel, after the first few chapters, I realized that it was not in chronological order. So I started from the beginning again to fully understand the story. I realized that the reason for this illogical sense of reading was because I was reading the book in the thought process of the character. What I mean by this is that as the character goes through life, different parts of his past are affecting his future decisions. Thus, he has to think about them, and those events are written in the order of the novel. This is the same way that I choose to think. In terms of strengths and word choice, the words in the novel were easy to comprehend, and I didn't have any trouble with it. I think that by not having to worry about what different words meant, it helped me understand and focus as a reader on the overall message that the author was trying to convey. In addition, having firsthand experiences with the types of situation that the children in the novel were put through gave me an advantage to the emotional aspect of the novel. I genuinely understood the actions the children were taking and their reasons for them. One of my weaknesses as a reader was that it was written in the perspective of a divorced father, which made it very difficult for me to understand the situation that Charlie was going through, for example, dealing with his ex-wife or having a first love. Also, by being only 16, I clearly haven't experienced a first love, or we would all hope not. In order to understand the internal conflicts Charlie is going through, I reread a lot of the passages 2 or 3 times and put myself in his perspective. It became a strategy to understanding the situations in several books, and I also used it for Slaughterhouse-5. This allows me to be more open-minded to the different outcomes that could happen in the novel and how Charlie chose to make these decisions. Lastly, after the first half of the novel, I posed the question, is Bach trying to convey the effects of the past affecting one's future, or the idea that parts of people's lives will never change? By the end of the novel, I took away the lesson that regardless of where life takes us, a part of us will never change. It allows one to narrow down the exact essential qualities that make us who we are, and as the novel outlines the story of the past that Charlie takes throughout his life, I finally concluded that the parts of people that never change inspire the path that they choose in their future.